We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. You can control the content of the site. That's the point of the website, is it allows you to influence whatever it is that's on that front page by voting and submitting things and voting up and down, and the most voted up voted up items make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go over there, get interactive. It's totally free at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian
and Michelle.
As we continue here, of course, we'll take your phone calls about absolutely anything. But Michelle, I know you wanted to talk about tonight a situation down in Haiti after, as there's still, working on recovering after the earthquake. And obviously, there's another earthquake today over in Japan.
But, yeah, a tsunami. It's awful, like 8.9 or something. It's terrible.
So there's that, but they're still having trouble down in Haiti. It's obviously a very poor country.
Yes.
And there was a big outpouring of support after the initial occurrence. And, of course, it's dropped off the radar as far as the news is concerned now, but you've become aware of something that's going on down there.
Right. Well, you know, we like to tease me, the token Christian, and the tax resistor lady, and I just want all those people out there who don't understand why I'm against taxes to feel really proud that what you're doing is supporting the National Endowment of the Arts and Humanities. And that
who could be against supporting the arts?
Right, exactly. And that some of your hard-earned fruit is going to be going toward the $197 million it's going to take to extract 3 of 14 surviving murals from the Episcopalian Cathedral, called the Holy Trinity Cathedral there in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And
is that how you pronounce it? Haiti?
Haiti, yes.
Have you been down there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'll speak a little French.
I see.
So in any event, these 3 murals were all painted by Haitian artists back in the 50s and encouraged by the then cultural attaché. They depict New Testament scenes with Christ, but with a Haitian bent. So, for example, baby Jesus is holding the Haitian flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the New Testament, right?
I see.
And so these 3 murals are going to be excavated by the Smithsonian, which, you know, we also,
that's the government.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And there are people that are still homeless, starving, without jobs. Not that I think that money ought to be taken from people in the United States who are taxpayers and given to another, anyone, period. However, the rallies that were done and the funds that were raised in order to help Haiti had nothing to do with maintaining and preserving their national cultural identity, but rather to put food in their mouths and to help the Red Cross shelter. Yes. So,
it really just shows the priority of the government, right? Instead of helping with this feeding people and sheltering people, they're spending, what was it, almost $200 million on extracting some murals and repainting them or repairing them?
Right. With the idea that, and that was the quote, preservation of national cultural identity. So we don't need the people to have jobs. We don't need people to have homes. We don't need people to not be starving. We just need these 3 murals.
Gosh.
And, you know, and how many times have we heard the Richard Gears and the, you know, the artists who will get up once a year and talk about the importance of arts and how we desperately need fundraising in order to maintain arts in our schools and things like that.
It's insulting. It really is. I don't have any objection to art, but what I have an objection to is my money being taken by the threat of violence to support it. I am willing to support art that I enjoy, but I may not necessarily appreciate or enjoy the art that they are taking my money for.
such as the Jesus that was put on a cross, the plastic Jesus, and then he was put into a bottle of urine.
Oh, that one. Yeah, what did they call that? The piss Christ or something like that?
Yeah,
that can be pretty offensive to people, and people shouldn't be forced to fund something that they find offensive. And I don't care if it's something like obviously offensive like that or something like an opera, for instance. Maybe I don't really care for opera, and I don't want to save opera because there are certain people out there that maybe have positions of power that would say something like, well, opera is very important and it's dying off. Opera is, is a historic thing, and people just aren't going to operas anymore, and so we need to support it with taxpayer dollars. Just like, keeping the railroads running when nobody really, generally don't ride the railroad.
Or supporting a railroad like Amtrak that delivers my daughter 2 hours late.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your daughter just came in for spring break.
Right. We need, within a free market economy, that's the whole idea, is that things will drop away as they're either no longer necessary or
like typewriters.
Yes, they're no longer valued. Now, typewriters, I have a very good friend, Jeremy Mayer, who is an artist, a fantastic artist in Lake Tahoe. And what he does is he makes sculptures, and they're entirely made of typewriter parts. And so, he has found a niche, where he can take something and convert it. He's selling these pieces for $100,000,
Jeez.
Right. So he's taken something that was no longer, on the wanted list, mm-hmm. and he has
created
new wealth out of it. And so I think that's admirable and awesome.
Absolutely, and he didn't need anybody's assistance to do it, right?
Absolutely, correct.
He's not receiving federal funds to do those projects.
Funds, right.
So, look, if your art is good and people appreciate it, then it will be supported. Then mm-hmm. people will buy it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a hallmark of a bad idea, Michelle, that if somebody's got an idea and they can't pawn it off in reality, they go to the government or in the marketplace, they go to the government and then they attempt to force it on everybody because it was such a bad idea mm-hmm. that it just couldn't be done normally. Or maybe they didn't even try. Maybe they're so used to the government being out there to provide these programs and things like that and cut checks to people that they didn't even think to try to market their product or their service or their artwork,
right.
That they just went immediately for the handout rather than actually having to try to, make their own way like a lot of artists do. Mm-hmm. A lot of starving artists, having a difficult time making a living doing artwork. It's not an easy, I can't imagine it's a very easy thing to do, especially in the very beginning where you don't have any renown, you don't have a
right.
reputation as an artist. It would be tempting to go and take the 30 pieces of silver, so to speak.
Well, I'm totally insulted that once again a church is taking federal money, so taking stolen wealth,
right,
and is not taking
what would
care
Jesus do,
right? Not taking care of the sheep, not taking care of the people that are members of the community of the church, etc.
Yep.
Why aren't they using the tithes and offerings from the Episcopalian, diocese at large?
It's not a small organization, right?
No, not at all. And so these people, like the starving people aren't allowed to be housed in this cathedral right now because they're afraid that the paintings and the murals will be damaged, etc. So people that would otherwise be able to be protected by the roof that the church mm-hmm. provides can't because we need to protect the painting.
Yep. Wow. Incredible.
I know. Really sad.
Yep. That's government for you. But you were pointing out that that's one of the myriad of reasons why you don't pay taxes.
I do not pay taxes.
Right. And I don't either.
Right. And,
at least the federal ones.
Federal. And then we don't have to pay state here in New Hampshire.
And there are state taxes. You don't mean,
not state
you mean
income
tax.
Correct.
Right. There are
correct.
Property taxes here, which are absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. But, I'm adamantly against the, theft of all kinds. And
so would it follow that if New Hampshire were to institute an income tax that you would also not pay that?
Correct.
I
don't pay
not.
Capital gains. I don't pay property taxes. I don't. No.
Well, that's because you rent.
Well, before.
Which means you do pay property taxes.
I didn't pay property tax on either of the two homes I owned.
Really?
Really.
Now, this I find fascinating. There is somebody down in Massachusetts who claims he hasn't paid property taxes in 29 years.
Yeah.
This I would like to learn more about because we need to get people come up here and have a property tax revolt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm waiting for.
You
that.
Paid with $1 bills, didn't you?
I did do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. There's a video of that on YouTube somewhere. I think it's the Free King channel. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you'd like, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are completely free for you. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. One of the things that you can do there is interact with our other listeners via the bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our message forum. And like the rest of our website, it is completely free. So head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up later on tonight, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. We'll tell you more about that when we do that giveaway, so stay tuned for that opportunity. Again, our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. And I want to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine. Porkfest.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That's where you can go to get registered. And if you love the ideas of liberty, you are going to want to be there. Michelle, you were there last year.
I was, and had a blast.
We were there, Free Talk Live, broadcasting live. We're going to be broadcasting live this year, and Free Talk Live is going to be there all week long this year, which is great, because the official event has expanded from just a weekend thing to all week. And Porkfest has always kind of unofficially been a week-long event. It's been focused on the weekend officially, but people usually will arrive there on Monday.
I was
Monday.
There for a full week. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of ramps up as you go on throughout the week, and there's different things going on, and there's camping, and if you want, you can stay in a motel, but there's also, you know, campsites and RVs and hundreds of people. And that's
there
the most important part.
There is something for everyone there, too.
That's right. Everything from family fun, family activities, to games, to parties. Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party.
People got married last year.
The big gay, actually, it's called the Bigger Gay Dance Party, I think, this year.
Oh.
Because she's taking it to the next level.
Oh, yes, she is.
The Big Gay Dance Party, unfortunately, I slept through last year, so...
So you didn't see me pole dancing?
I saw the video, but I didn't see it in person. And
you missed something there.
I hear that Ms. Porcupole is coming back this year.
Ms. Porcupole, Doug Scribner. Yep.
That's right. Doug won Ms. Porcupole. And so I think he's going to be there this year to, I think, pass off the sash to the new Ms. Porcupole. And so there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. It is a blast. I hear there's going to be a dunk tank as well, and I volunteered to place myself in the dunk tank, which is going to be fun. I've never done that before.
Are you
going to
wear a Speedo?
I doubt that.
Oh, come on. Oh, you know what? I'm going to start a Facebook event page. Let's get Ian in a Speedo.
There's a price for everything, I suppose.
Well, you did shake your booty for me one time in here for, what, 40
bucks?
I'm supposed
to talk about that. 800-259-9231, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com to get registered, and you can use our discount code to save some money. There is the early bird. First of all, it's already discounted right now, I think, through the end of the month, the early bird discount. You can still save 20% on the early bird discount by using the code FREETALKLIVE. No spaces in there. Just run all the words together. Use the code FREETALKLIVE to save 20%. And get yourself registered for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're not going to want to miss this. If you love liberty, this is the biggest event of the year. It's a blast. And the best reason to come, not only do you get to experience New Hampshire and tour around the state and, you know, do all the activities we're talking about, but you also get to meet hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People that get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. And there's a camaraderie, there's a community there that is absolutely incredible. It's something you can't really too accurately describe. It's a real feeling. We had some visitors here over the weekend who described it as though they had met family members that they didn't know. They felt like
well,
the people here were family. Yeah.
Well, here. The one thing that I found, because I moved here, if you recall, at Porkfest.
That's right.
Yeah. And I had been up here a couple months before for the Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. And kind of kept my high going and everything, actually, you know, because it really is amazing to be in the same environment as people that are so like-minded. And so Porkfest, I was involved in a few different events, and that was fun. So, and that's kind of my way, you know, my nature is to, like, get involved in order to have something to do while I'm doing something else. And I'm kind of shy. But,
really?
Yeah. I know.
Could have fooled me.
I know. But what was so great is there was literally something for everyone. And I loved seeing the kids. I loved seeing Lou's son, who he was kind of bored, like kids can be. He's 11.
Yeah.
And I made the suggestion that he run for Buzz some soda out to her party. And,
right, which was way, way out last year.
Exactly.
Like the last campsite.
Yeah.
This year it's going to be in the main area. And it's going to be huge.
Yes. And so he did that, and in exchange, he was paid, I think, by maybe even Jason Talley, like a gram of silver or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so after 2 days later, I run into him again, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he's just exhausted.
Hmm.
And I said, "You been out playing?" He goes, "No." you want to see what I've been doing? I'm like, yeah. Reaching in his pocket, the kid had copper, he had silver, he had a gold piece, he had Shire silver. He had, like, taken, within that environment, had been able to run with entrepreneurship, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that was
now,
my
not
favorite
to say
thing.
There aren't kids around with which he can play. I mean, there are families at this thing, and there's a playground,
oh, sure,
and a pool.
But I mean, but how, you can't even have a lemonade stand now. And without,
you can at Porkfest.
Right, exactly. And so,
because there's this whole awesome underground like thing, like, but the underground becomes above ground at Porkfest,
yes,
where agorist businesses set up and start selling food and things like that, and without a permit. I think alcohol was even being sold as well, which was really exciting, mm-hmm, because the state doesn't like that at all.
Right.
So yeah, and the cops, you know, didn't even like, well, there was one point at which the cops drove through, and it was incredible. Everybody's got two-way radios, or a, mm-hmm, lot of people have them at Porkfest. And I think the two-ways sold out within a day, mm-hmm, or something like that. When people got there, like, oh, I want one of those. And so they just bought them all up. And the call went out, like, that the police had just arrived. And I think a good, I don't know, 10 of us started tailing the police around
Porkfest. They drove by our cabins there. Yeah. That's where they had to enter in,
mm-hmm,
and kind of everyone converged.
Yeah, it was pretty great. So there's things that can really be possible when you get Liberty Lovers together, mm-hmm, and Porkfest is kind of a taste of what that can be like,
yep,
a big taste, and it's a lot of fun. So Porkfest.com. Let's go to Benjamin, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Michelle.
Hey,
hi.
Benjamin. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to share an experience I just had the other day with a few other people while doing some outreach near a Walmart.
Okay.
We were doing outreach to tell people about how the Department of Homeland Security has started to put commercials for their "If You See Something, Say Something" campaign.
Yeah, in like Walmarts, right?
Green, right. They have a commercial that's like a 30-second commercial that plays right there at the registers.
Yep.
And so we went out there to just raise some awareness about it, and we ended up having some Walmart, it appeared to be managers, but, you know, I didn't go up and read their, name badges, but they came out to the public sidewalk where we were and tried to tell us that we weren't allowed to be there.
Oh.
And that it was their private property, and that we needed a even if it wasn't, we would still need a permit to gather and do a demonstration. So we ended up, I ended up telling them to go ahead and call the police if they'd like, which they did. And credit to the police, they all came out and had like a 30-minute conversation with the Walmart employees and never even came to bother us.
And that's the Walmart employees. I don't know if you got more to your story. You're welcome to hang on if you do. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, coming up, an update on the Alaskan group. Somebody called about them earlier this week. A group that kind of has a bit of a violent agitation aspect to it. Well, they've got problems. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig is competitively price, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCIG.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You got a smartphone, you want to visit our mobile site, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams as well as the podcast. That's M. as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Now, Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America and made for you. Ruger.com. That's Ruger.com. 800-259-9231. I think Benjamin is still with us in California. Are you there, Benjamin?
I am.
All right, so you were telling us about some outreach you did, I guess, just recently at a Walmart there in California, where you were out on the public sidewalk, so not directly in front of the store, but out in front of the parking lot, presumably, right?
Correct.
You're out there, you're holding signs that, what did some of your signs say? What were you doing there?
There's only three of us. We kind of created a Facebook group in order to make a center of gravity for activism in our area. And you can see that if you search Good Men Do Something on Facebook. And we have video, actually, of all this there. But we had signs. Mine said, 1984, the ride, now at Walmart.
because Walmart is airing on their telescreens, which is kind of a 1984 mm-hmm. thing, that they have at all of their checkouts at many of their stores. They're airing Homeland Security, if you see something, say something, advertisements. And so that's what you were doing, is you were informing people of this. That's very cute.
Yeah, and then we had another sign that said, get DHS out of Walmart. And I can't remember what the third sign said. And mostly people were just like, what's a DHS? And then once we told them, they were like, oh, and, you know, and we, everybody seemed to be supportive who we talked to.
Were there a lot of passers-by as well on this
A lot
road?
Of passers-by. In fact, we were on the sidewalk near a bus stop, so you had a lot of people going to the bus stop and from the bus stop. So we got to talk to a lot of people that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at an intersection, so people would be slowed down right there in order to see it.
Plenty of time to read the signs. So did you actually have anything to hand out as well to people that were on foot?
We didn't have anything to hand out right now. We're working on getting funds to get flyers and stuff for whatever we happen to be doing. But we try to switch around our topics frequently just to kind of hit on a lot of things because we're trying to get people motivated to do something about what they think is important.
Is it all anti-USA Patriot Act activism, basically?
No, like, for instance, the last thing we did was about red light cameras.
Ah.
We're going to be doing something in the future with an open carry litter pickup. We're going to be participating in Operation Paper Storm, which is something Anonymous is doing.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
We're just shotgunning it and hitting on, you know, everything. We're going to actually be, I was going to try to contact you guys about the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers and ask, hey, can you guys make one up or give me some stuff so I can make up a generic one? And then, like, 2 days later, when I was thinking about this, you guys put out the national one, so I downloaded that, so we might be doing that here in the future.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Great. So, yeah, you know, that's you guys are really getting out there. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of activism. I mean, we're not seeing that right now, but then again, it is kind of cold here in New Hampshire, so that might be a
thing. So what is the name of your site?
It's you can search us. If you go to Facebook, you can look up Good Men Do Something, and we're playing off the Edmund Burke philosophy of all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. So we're trying to get people to do something, anything. Just stop.
Absolutely.
Kind of our thing is stop complaining and do something.
Fantastic. Yeah, and by the way, people that want to download that flyer, the Don't Take the Plea Deal flyer, it is available at tools.freekeen.com. I created a new domain, subdomain, because I posted it as a blog post, but I wanted to make sure it was constantly on one of the pages so it is easy to access. Mm. You can download a PDF that is, you know, you just send it to your favorite printer and have it printed out locally, and there's even a space on the back. If you've got, like, a stamp or something like that, you can put that on or a label.
Oh, cool.
So you can actually promote your local group with it as well.
Is it the same flyer that Meg did?
That's right. We kind of updated it. We tweaked it. We changed some of the text around a little bit. It made it more of a national thing because the original one had more of a keen focus.
Yeah.
And this one is definitely appropriate. I mean, did you like it, Benjamin? Did you think it was a good...
Yeah, I thought it was good. And I liked how you guys left the space open so we can also promote ourselves while we hand those out.
Right. And it's a slick flyer, too. I mean, you can go to... I think I actually ordered some just the other week. I haven't received them yet, but they'll probably be there at the mailbox pretty soon. But I ordered... I went to a place called uprinting.com, and they've got some really great printing rates where you can get nice full-color printing done for pretty cheap. I mean, I got like 2,000 of those flyers for a couple hundred bucks.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's great. And of course, we're doing outreach here in Keene, where we're doing the Don't Take a Plea Deal 3 times per week at the courthouse there. But I'd like to see some more branching out of different things, because we're doing that consistently. We're doing it pretty well. But right now, there's not much else going on. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that.
Well, we're trying to do something once a week, and we don't want to get bogged down in any one thing, because we're trying to get people to the group first, because it's mostly just me and my brother and a couple other people who are regularly active.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to get people and find out what they're interested in, what sparks their interest to get them motivated to do something. And so, like I said, we're just kind of hitting a little bit everywhere and seeing what sticks.
Fantastic.
So,
well, thanks for the heads up.
But yeah, check out the video. I think it turned out pretty good. And we have the Walmart employees trying to tell us how we shouldn't be there. And
nice. Where do you find the video at again?
You on the Facebook, or you can look our channel up, which is Good Men Do Something on YouTube, and you can find it there.
Cool. Good Men Do Something. Benjamin, great work out there. Glad you didn't get harassed by the cops, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Though it's tough to do outdoors outreach in New Hampshire during the wintertime. Most people aren't outdoors, so it's, you know, you're handing out flyers is going to be a very limited activity.
I am a total outdoorsy girl. I have lived in snow. I know how to shovel snow. I have all of the appropriate gear and mm-hmm. everything, and I slipped on my butt. And for 4.5 weeks, I've been miserable. I mean, yeah. I have my perspective has completely changed. It can be gray. It can be all those things. And so you really just have to, you know, you end up revolving. I think I'm going to end up revolving my life kind of around the seasons. You know, and so in the wintertime, I will kind of hunker down and do more inside things.
There are things you can do inside, absolutely. You know, write letters to the editor right. or work on a website or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, there's probably a year everyone experiences of kind of getting your bearings and mm-hmm. everything. But I know I felt, you know, bad not doing more. You know,
right.
these last few months.
I always feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody tells, oh, you do plenty. Well, I never feel like I'm doing enough.
I did, though, have a little activism on my trip.
When you went to San Antonio?
Yeah, when I told him I was a lesbian.
Where, the TSA?
Yeah.
Give me more. Tell me
I
more.
Went...
About the TSA, not the lesbian.
No.
I'll take your word for that.
Well, yeah, I was going through, I was in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and every single person was going through the scanner,
the body scanner.
Yes. And I went, oh, no, I'm not doing that. And I did my typical thing that I always do when I'm going through the line. My stuff falls out of my pocket. I wear boots with laces. Mm-hmm. I'm just the absolute worst person to get behind. Now, that's not because I don't know how to travel. That's because I'm being a Luddite, mm-hmm. as someone called me, throwing a wrench in the machine. But anyway, I got up there.
That's not a Luddite. That's a monkey wrencher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A Luddite is somebody who is objecting to technology. So someone who, you've got a
George,
laptop in front of you, you don't qualify as a Luddite.
Yeah, tell George.
who, Bacala George?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
So in any event, thank you, a monkey wrencher. So there I was, and this 50-year-old or so woman came up, and she said, I'm going to have to pat you down. And I said, but I'm a lesbian.
So what? What happened? Tell me in a moment, actually.
Yes.
We'll come back with the rest of Michelle's story here from the TSA at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to tell us what your outreach experiences are. And it's great to have people getting out there all around the country and doing this stuff. Because it's important to get the word out about freedom. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Anything you want. Dial in toll free. And take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and those features, again, completely free for you. If you want to support the show, you like the fact that we give you that stuff for free, then you can pony up $3 a month with our Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we take that $3 in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking with Benjamin a moment ago about some of the action that he's taking with some of just a handful of his friends out in, was it the Sacramento area?
California? Yes, Roseville. Mm-hmm.
Which is great. The more people getting out, the better. Doing outreach, it's great. Obviously, there's always a risk involved. The cops mm-hmm. are going to be called in many cases, and that happened to them, but the cops didn't bother them at all, which is
nice. Very unusual for California cops, period.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking about New Hampshire, and of course we're here, Michelle, you and I are here because mm-hmm. of the Free State Project.
That's right.
Where we're trying to get people like Benjamin, the doers, the people that are the best activists, to come to the same place where mm-hmm. it's not difficult to find other people to go along with what you want to do. When you get an idea for activism, you want to do something, mm-hmm. you just put it out there and people will show up. In many cases, you can do it with very short notice. Like we've had somebody get arrested and have an arraignment the next morning and tell people within hours that this is happening and get
That's
half
right.
a dozen to a dozen people to show up right out, you know, with virtually no notice. So there's an incredible network of people up here. But we're talking about some things that people can do when mm-hmm. they are cold, when it's cold outside, when, mm-hmm. you know, you can't, like during the summertime, there's the music festival in Keene, and I was out there handing out hundreds of flyers to people mm-hmm. in a few hours during the music festival. And so anytime I get to, you know, go and hit up a big group of people, I'll do it. But those people don't typically exist outdoors in New Hampshire, at least during the middle of the wintertime. So there are other things that can be done, and I heard about some exciting things going on in the legislature today. And it's pretty rare that, you know, politics is pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. But there are really, like, there are a dozen free staters that have been elected to the House of Representatives here.
And 50 libertarian-leaning
at least, maybe more like 100. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of liberty-minded people in there, and a lot more than in most states, certainly more than in California.
Correct.
And there are some things that are on the table. There are like 100 or so pieces of legislation that are out there. But there are a couple of them I heard about today that are pretty exciting. And one of them has to do with a major increase in gun freedom in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is already like the third most free gun-free state. Gun-free is not the right term. Like freedom regarding the ability to carry guns. You can carry openly in New Hampshire, but you cannot concealed carry without a permit.
Mm-hmm.
And something's going possibly to change. You know, it hasn't passed yet, but there's something going to happen there perhaps that looks pretty exciting. And also something about jury nullification as well, maybe working its way through the political channels.
As well as Andrew Mancuso, I believe, who wrote up a bill to essentially make the searches and seizures of TSA agents illegal.
Oh, yeah, I'd heard about that one as well. So, yeah, there's some neat stuff going on, even in the political process. And, you know, I moved up here. I was pretty burned out on politics. And, I'd managed a campaign or two down in Florida, and I'd done plenty of politics down there with the Libertarian Party, and it just seemed like a total dead end, and I was pretty down on it when I moved up here. And I have to say that, you know, the political guys have proven their case. They really, I think, have shown that not only is it possible to win an election with virtually no money here in New Hampshire, because there's 400 legislators in a state of 1.4 million people, which means that you're looking at districts with a few thousand folks in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very difficult to campaign to a few thousand people.
Right.
You don't need to have deep, deep pockets in order to do that. So not only have we seen that liberty-minded people can be elected in New Hampshire, but we've also seen that there's been some successes already, like the knife ban repeal, where
Jen.
Yeah, one of the earlier free staters, one of the ones that was elected prior to this year, one I think she was elected in 2008, that she had this piece of legislation that essentially made it so you can carry legally any kind of blade. You can carry a switchblade in New Hampshire now if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's total freedom to carry knives here. So I have to say that, you know, I've been sold on it. I'm not, you know, going to the state house every single day because I still can't really stomach that process too well. But I can see myself being willing to do that again. Like when I first moved here, I did a little bit of that. And I can see myself going out there maybe for like a marijuana bill or something like that, something I feel really strongly about, to go out and do something there, because they're moving in the right direction. So you got to give them credit where credit's due. 800-259-9231. But there are some people who have tactics with which I firmly disagree. Luckily, they're not here in New Hampshire. The violent ones are the ones I'm talking about. The people in this movement, the movement here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, all the ones I know are very, very peaceful. Many of them own guns, and they believe in the right to self-defense, but they also understand that using violence against the government is not a means to a peaceful end.
And I think that the reason being is that we start out with the foundational principle that we do not believe in aggression. So the non-aggression principle states that you cannot use force, fraud, or coercion against another person. And if you start with principle-minded, beliefs, and then evaluate your decisions and thought processes accordingly and line them up with your first cause principle, then you typically have, you know, positive outcomes. But when you are looking at judging everything you do kind of as it comes and have agenda-based beliefs, then it's very relativistic thinking. And I think that that's how people end up getting into trouble, because they might start out with, you know, an idea that what they want is liberty, but because they haven't really processed how that is the principal foundation of that, then they end up kind of doing what you're mentioning.
Well, I think there's one problem with the non-aggression principle. I like it, and I believe in it, and it's something that I follow, the idea being that you don't aggress against anybody, period.
Mm-hmm.
You can defend yourself if someone aggresses against you. But the hole with that particular viewpoint is that somebody can look at the government and say, oh, well, they're aggressing against me all the time. And that's a true statement. The government right. is an aggressor. The government is force. And they are always threatening you with violence. Mm-hmm. So the person who adheres simply to the non-aggression principle could justify within their mind using violence against the state. And I think that you have to go a step beyond the non-aggression principle. I think that you can only – I think legitimately the non-aggression principle really only should apply to individuals.
Individual interaction.
Right. But when it comes to the state, there's a different story, and that's because the state has so-called legitimacy. Not with you or I, Michelle. We mm-hmm. know the state's a big joke and a scary gang of people that hurts folks. However, in the minds of most folks – they see the state as legitimate. They see mm-hmm. that, oh, well, we elected these people, and they passed these laws, and, you got to do this, and you can't. The cops are great. They're heroes.
They're here for us.
Yeah. And so when you use violence, even if you believe it's in defense, even if you believe that you've already been aggressed against, and I used to think that way, that's not good. There are real problems that can come from that because I think you have to go beyond the non-aggression principle and embrace the idea of peace. Beyond that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Coming from? Non-aggression principle doesn't go far enough toward peace.
So we just proved my point. I hadn't thought something through to its logical end.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought it to its logical end, meaning that if I just hold the non-aggression principle, then
there are some holes.
Exactly.
There are some holes there. So if we want to achieve a peaceful society, mm-hmm. we have to use peace as our means mm-hmm. in order to get to those ends. And we can talk more about this in a moment because there's a group of people up in Alaska that have been, shall we say, saber-rattling when it comes to the government agents. And now they've been arrested and charged with criminal conspiracy counts. So we'll tell you more about what's going on up there here in a moment. But I want to make sure we give you some tickets to the 12 Hours of Sebring. It's happening coming up next weekend, and it's going to be your chance to really have a hell of a party. If you've ever been before, I've not. Mark told me all about it, though. It's a huge racing party. It's multiple days of, trial races, and then it all culminates on Saturday with this huge 12 Hours of Sebring race. There's this major party just going on throughout all of the days.
Sounds boring.
It's incredible from what I understand. All kinds of
I want to go.
Drinking and nudity and debauchery. So you can actually get yourself a pair of tickets, super passes, if you want to go to this thing. It's happening in Sebring, Florida. That's the center of the state. That's real Florida.
Fun.
And you can actually win those if you call in right now. Give them the caller number 3 at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. You're going to the 12 Hours of Sebring with two super passes. If you call 3 right now, 603-435-1105. Hour 3 is coming up in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Call now for the Sebring tickets, 603-435-1105.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.